USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump in Argentina for the G20 summit with world leaders for a two-day meeting. South Dakota Senator Republican John Thune, who chairs the Senate Republican Conference, says the president will be working on trade relations with China.
I'm hoping that there will be some constructive discussions that get held and hopefully some forward progress with respect to the trade relationship that we have with China, that they will end some of these trade abuses and create a more level playing field.
Now, during the two-day summit, President Trump was supposed to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but the discussion canceled. Republican Senator John Thune reacts.
I hope he uses this opportunity to unify the international community against what the Russians are doing and make it very clear that this flagrant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and of international law won't be tolerated.
On Wall Street, the Dow down 27 points, the NASDAQ down 18. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
An update now on the Camp Fire in California, USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says no new bodies have been found for 3 days, and the number of those missing has dropped to 158.
I have a high degree of confidence in the searches that were done. I believe that we have done our due diligence with regard to searching for human remains. My sincere hope is that no additional human remains will be located.
In Chico, California, I'm Wendy King.
Changing gears now and looking ahead to the SEC game in Atlanta, Georgia.
So who are you rooting for in the game?
The Dogs.
Here at Hester's Restaurant and Grocery, diehard Dogs fans gearing up for the big game, making predictions over breakfast with a lone Alabama fan.
This call from Peachtree City. Roll Tide, roll, baby. Bama's going
to
win.
But don't tell that to Phil from Fayetteville.
I've been living here for about 50-something years. The Dogs, naturally, Kirby Smart. Yeah, he's going to do good.
Malcolm saying,
this is going to be a knockdown dragout, and whoever's the best will win.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Two economic reports released. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the highlights from Washington, D.C.
The number of Americans applying for jobless benefits during Thanksgiving week rose to the highest level in 6 months. At 234,000 in total, it was up by 10,000 from the week before. But analysts say the spike is probably stemming from the holiday falling on an earlier date than usual. A report released by the Commerce Department finds consumers boosted their spending in October at the fastest pace in 7 months. Consumer spending rising a sharp 0.6%, the Commerce Department saying it's the biggest increase since a similar gain in March, and it was three times faster than the 0.2% September performance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura, who's been with the Green Party since 2016, reportedly considering running for president in 2020. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Jesse Ventura is considering a run against President Trump in the 2020 election. The Body, as he was nicknamed during his wrestling days, also believes he would beat President Trump. Ventura tells TMZ when we can expect an answer.
I'll go to Mexico now for a couple months coming up, and that's where I'll make the ultimate decision when I get down there and clear my head of whether to do it or not. But there's a lot of factors that will come into play. See, I don't want to run and elect Trump.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.